Hello and welcome to Culture Shots. This is Owen Drennan. First up, Marianne Batty interviews Adele McGinley of the Migrant Rights Centre Ireland for advocating for the rights of undocumented workers.
Hello, my name is Marianne Batty. With me today at Migrant Rights Centre Ireland is Adele McGinley, and she's going to tell us about her involvement in the campaign for regularisation of undocumented migrants in Ireland. Adele, thank you very much for talking to me today.
Hi, Mariam. Thanks very much for having us. Just to say, I suppose the Migrant Rights Centre Ireland has been working with undocumented people for the last 10 years. And coming through our doors, we've seen a lot of people who find it really difficult to rectify their legal status. So we came across an awful lot of people who were undocumented in the country, and that there was no way for them to become regular. So this became quite a big issue for us as an organisation because of the amount of people who were coming seeking advice, information and help. As a community work organisation, we work very much with people to develop responses to their issues. So we would have brought together a group of undocumented migrants to look at this issue and to come up with a solution around their status. It is estimated, or we have estimated, that there are about 30,000 undocumented people, including families and children, living in Ireland, which is a huge amount of people in that situation. And I think listeners will identify with that because of the Irish undocumented who have gone to America and remain undocumented. And indeed, not only America, but other places across the globe who are undocumented. And, during the boom time, people were welcomed here with open arms. Our immigration system didn't have the capacity to deal with the huge volume of people coming for work or that the Celtic Tiger demanded. So people came here, many in good faith, many offered employment permits, and a lot of these didn't materialise. But that's 10 years on for many people. So they've begun to put down roots here, they live here, their children are living here. So they've become part of Irish culture, our society, and they're very much ingrained in our communities. So for us and for the people affected by this issue, it's very important that a solution is found for their situation.
Thank you for that, Adele. And you mentioned a lot about people having come to work on work permits and when things were good. And we are talking about the campaign now, and how are people becoming undocumented? How have people that you work with from the experience of talking with them, how are they becoming undocumented?
Generally, it's very, very hard to enter a country without a legal status. So most people come into Ireland and have a legal status and they fall out of it. Many would come perhaps on tourist visas or overstay a visa, a student visa or other type of visa. That would be the most common way that people would become undocumented or remain here long-term undocumented. It is very, very difficult once you are undocumented, to rectify your legal status. And so I suppose our campaign is, and just also to say that, people come from all over the globe, from every country outside the EU. We recently did a study where there were 76 nationalities represented in it, which is, quite a big, quite a wide range of people and quite diverse. But just to say, our campaign, we're basically calling on the government for an earned regularisation so that people can earn their way to permanent residency. It's not an amnesty. It's quite different from amnesties. It's where people would register, pay a fine, get a temporary immigration status, and they have to work earning points under certain different criteria. So it's not an automatic response for people. People have to work towards a solution in their situation. So in that respect, it's the type of regularisation that we're campaigning for, and that the Justice for the Undocumented campaign is campaigning for, is something that's it's very pragmatic, and it balances the needs of both the state and the undocumented migrant themselves.
Okay, are there any people that maybe may have been in work, and then maybe because of the economic problems that we are facing now in the country, would have maybe lost work, and then they become undocumented, or the permits don't get renewed?
For some people, that does happen. I suppose we're kind of talking about two different categories of people, actually, and I don't really want to confuse the issue with people who are on work permits. If you lose your job and you're on a work permit, there are a number of different ways that you can rectify your legal status and maintain your work permit. There is a redundancy scheme with the Department of Enterprise. If you do lose your legal status, you can make representations to General Immigration. So there are a number of ways, if you are a holder of a work permit, to rectify your legal status or to maintain your legal status, which is not always easy, because your employment is tied to a work permit, so it can be quite difficult to change employer. So I don't want to minimise that difficulty for people. However, the people we're talking about are people who often fall outside of that system, people who may never have had a work permit, although they might have been promised one by employers and they were never put in place. So they're people who wouldn't have any access to legal avenues of redress, to rectify their status. So I suppose it's important to distinguish maybe a little bit. And unfortunately, our immigration system is very complex. It has many layers to it. Over the years, it was very ad hoc. And I suppose what we're saying, and we're calling on the government again, is because our immigration system was so not well thought out over the years, that now represents an opportunity and a time. We have a new Immigration Residency and Protection Bill that's again supposed to be debated later this year. So this represents an opportunity for people, for the government to respond to this large number of people who are undocumented in the state, and put in place something for them.
Okay, thank you very much for clarifying that, because it gets people confused, myself as well. As part of the campaign, you also were involved in a march, a candlelit march, asking for regularization of undocumented migrants. What was the significance of that march?
Mm-hmm. Well, it was a march that was organised by the Justice for the Undocumented campaign group. Basically, I suppose the march was very much to highlight the plight of the estimated 30,000 undocumented families and children living in Ireland. It was also to make, for people to be active and make visible their experiences, and to stand up and be counted. It was very much, when somebody's undocumented, there's a huge amount of fear. Fear of authorities, fear of coming forward, fear of walking down the street, fear of other people, fear of getting involved in anything. And that fear is based on, or it's often a perceived fear, but many people are obviously afraid of deportation. So this was a very significant first step for many undocumented people who were exceptionally brave and came out on the day and stood up and marched to be counted and to march for their rights, not to be trampled on, and for their rights to be acknowledged and vindicated. So it was very significant in terms of the bravery of people for organising and for getting together and for coming out, and to make this a visible experience, and for people to sensitise people that this is an issue in Ireland. A lot of people would not know that this is an issue, and would associate undocumented only with the Irish abroad. But it's a very real situation for people in Ireland, and something that we as a state have to grapple with, and we need a response to. So the march was very significant in all of those ways.
Thank you. And the last question: is there anything that you would like to say to the listeners, whether they are undocumented and maybe they don't know how to come out, or is just the general public for just general knowledge? Mm-hmm.
Well, I suppose to undocumented people, I would really encourage them to get in touch with the Justice for the Undocumented campaign and the Migrant Rights Centre Ireland, and our phone number is 889-7570, it's a Dublin number, or to look up our website on www.mrci.ie. And I'd ask undocumented people to come and see us, drop into us, get involved. This is your campaign. This is about your rights, and we want you to be involved in that. We'd also encourage people to visit their TDs, if it's something that, whether you're undocumented or not, if your listeners, you know, are interested in this type of issue, to visit your TD and raise it with you. There's a number of articles and campaign materials on our website as well that people can download for further information around the campaign.
Idel, thank you very much for talking to us today, and best of luck with the wonderful work you do to get people a different phase of life. And also the control of their lives back in their hands, as well as the self-esteem and dignity they may have lost during this hard time. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mariam. Thank you very much.
That was Mariam Batty interviewing Idel McGinley of the MRCI. Next up, this is Mamani Kita with Gargène, l'argent français.
Pas facile, gagner l'argent français, bosser. Pas facile, gagner l'argent français. L'argent français, pas facile, gagner l'argent français, bosser, bosser, pas facile, gagner l'argent français.
That was Mamani Kita with Gargène, l'argent français, a Malayan migrant residing in Paris, France. Next up, Peg McManus interviews Maritas and Jason about their experiences of being undocumented.
Hello. My name is Peg McManus, and I'm here at Near FM. I have with me in the studio two people, Maritas, is that right?
Yes.
And Jason. And they're here to tell me about being undocumented and the effect that that has had on them. So I'll start with you, Jason. Could you tell me, how did you become undocumented?
Hi, I'm Jason from Philippines. I arrived here in 2004, and I arrived as a tourist visa. My uncle invited me here and then look for a job. And I find a job and an employer that wants to apply me a work permit. And they promised to get me a work permit while I'm on a tourist visa. And since then, they try, but they don't have a remedy for this to get me a working visa. And since then, up to now, I'm undocumented. It's very hard for me that I'm undocumented. And I'm now 8 years here without seeing my children.
Oh, yes, okay. And what about you, Maritas?
I came here as a tourist visa as well, like Jason. And I have 15 days only, a visa. After that, I found a job. And then when I found an employer, I asked her if she can get me a visa, a work permit. But when she looked at all the requirements, she's afraid to get me a visa because it's too hard in that time to get a visa. So she said to me, she can't help me. Since then, I work illegal here. I live here for 5 years.
You're living here for 5. So how is that for you? How did that affect you?
I have fears all the time because I always thinking somebody take me and bring me home. And I didn't see my kids for 5 years.
And you were saying, Jason, you didn't see your family for 5 years.
Yeah. My kids, since I left my kids, my younger is 5 years old. Now he's 13, nearly 14. My second one is 18 now. My eldest is 19 years old. It's very hard for me. It's very hard for me every time of my life. And it's very painful. But we have no choice. I need to give them a good education. I need to give them a good future. Same as the Irish in the U.S., that their dream is be like a good family. They want a good future for their family. That's why we are here also. We want a good future for our family.
Have you anything else to say on that?
Yeah, I never see my kids for 5 years. I just want to say my experience. Last year, my two son is in serious in the hospital. I only see them in the computer and by Skype. It's hard when you see your kids laying down in the bed and you'll know they are not well. You can't touch him. You can't hug or, you know, if you have a kids, you know, it's hard for a mother like me to see your kids. And I can't do anything for them.
So what would you like to see change? What are your hopes? Obviously, you're here for 5 years and 8 years. You don't want to live like that. But what would you like to see happen?
Our hope is to regularize our legal status here as a migrant. And we want part of our campaign for regularization, if the government wants to give us a chance to get this regularization. For this, I just give you a small highlight for our campaign. This regularization campaign is introduced by Migrant Rights Center, and we've been part of the Migrant Rights Center since 2 years. And our campaign is to regularize all the undocumented migrant workers here. We have a proposal. The Migrant Rights Center have a proposal. First, we need to register this for ourselves, and then pay our fine, and then we need to pay, after that, we need to pay our taxes. We need to contribute for the government, and we need to go to the school, an English school, and then work for the community, as be part of the community.
So you're willing to do all that? So you must really want to stay here.
Yeah.
We don't want a free handout. We just want a fair consideration for us situation. And in spite of our campaign, that we just want to understand that our situation is hard. Sometimes some people don't understand what we're looking for.
What about you, Maritas?
Yeah, being a part of in Ireland, because I live in Ireland for 5 years, so I'm a part of Ireland now. I want to contribute anything that I can do. I will pay the tax, I will fine, because I work here for 5 years without no tax. So I'm willing to fine because it's my job to give to the government.
I'm just curious to know if you were regularized, J- Jason, what's the first thing you'd love to do?
First thing, I just want to thank God for being, you know, good to us and also the Irish community that gave us a chance to be part of them, and also the government especially. And hopefully this regularization will work. We can ask the U.S. government to regularize the undocumented Irish in the U.S.
Oh, that's big great.
Yeah.
That sounds very good. And what about you, Meredith? What would you love to do if you were documented? You know, I'm just listening to your lives now. And what would it mean to you to be documented?
First, I would like to thank you to Ireland, to the people who wants to give us the opportunity to live here.
And in your personal life, for you?
For my personal life, I want to go home. I want to see my kids for how many years I didn't see them because I left them. My eldest is only 13 years old and now she is 18 years old. She's a lady now. So that's my aim in my life, to see them.
Yes. And what about you, Jason? Anything else to add to that?
Oh, yes. After that, I just, maybe after I get my status, in one day I can fly home and hug them. You know, I miss them so much. And 8 years that I don't see them. I don't know how to express that. You ask me now, but I feel that I'm flying to that my kids and give them a big hug.
Yes, of course.
A big kiss, and you know.
Well, I'd love to hear so much more, but I'm afraid we're at the end of our time. So, Jason and Meredith, I'm so pleased to hear your story, and thank you so much.
Thank you too.
Thanks for listening, and thank you to our guests, Meredith and Jason, and to Adele McGinley. This has been Owen Drennan for Culture Shots. Tune in every week, Mondays from 6:30 to 7 on Ear FM. To listen back to past episodes, simply log on to www.nearpodcast.org.
The content and views expressed in this program are those of the participants alone and do not necessarily reflect the views or policies of POBL, the Office for the Promotion of Migrant Integration, or the European Commission.
This project is co-financed by the European Commission under the European Integration Fund and is supported by the Office for the Promotion of Migrant Integration in the Department of Justice and Equality and POBL.